we fully understand the concern of SADC that the Parliament of Lesotho should be reopened so that the democratic process in this country could go on. But what is happening is this. The Prime Minister told SADC in no uncertain terms that he cannot advise the King, who is the head of Parliament and the head of state, to open Parliament right now in view of the uncertain security situation prevailing in the country right now. As we speak, the renegade general, who was the commander of the Lesotho Defense Force, is still a drag. He is still surrounded by about 300 army personnel. He has taken all arms out of the arsenal of the Lesotho Defense Force. Now, the argument of the Prime Minister is that until that renegade general is brought to book, he's brought before the courts of law, there is no way that Parliament can be reopened. That is the first point. Second point, as we speak right now, I'm outside of the country. I'm in hiding. I'm in exile. And in exile, I'm with some members of the Parliament of Lesotho. And apart from those members of Parliament, I'm also with high-ranking government officials and members of the three parties that form the coalition government in Lesotho. Now, the Prime Minister is saying to SADC, how can we reopen Parliament when members of Parliament, some members of Parliament, are outside of the borders of Lesotho? Why can't we arrange that both members of Parliament come back to Lesotho and they come back to a peaceful and stable Lesotho, and then we can talk about reopening of Parliament? Third, SADC recommended that before the Prime Minister could advise His Majesty the King to open Parliament, there should be a clear agenda that will be put before Parliament. For instance, Parliament of Lesotho is very notorious for floor crossing, and this floor crossing has brought a lot of instability in this country. Now, SADC is saying that we should reform laws that govern floor crossing, laws that govern coalition governments, because in our present constitution, we don't have any provision that caters for a coalition government. Because if you remember very well, this is the first coalition government that we ever had in our history since we got independence from Great Britain. Now, SADC is saying we should reform those laws. And those laws can only be reformed if Parliament is open. But before we reopen Parliament, leaders of all political parties in Lesotho have to sit down together, have to agree on the agenda that the Parliament is going to follow when it reopens. But unfortunately, some leaders, especially those of the opposition parties and a faction of the Lesotho Congress for Democracy, which is part of the ruling coalition, are not prepared to do that. So right now we are in a quagmire. We don't know what will happen. But the Prime Minister is insistent and adamant that we cannot open Parliament until the security situation is brought under control, until the renegade general is brought before the court of law. So that is the situation that is prevailing now. Now, what SADC SADC recommended that we should go for early elections.
Because of the stalemate, because of the disagreement in the coalition government, SADC proposed for an early election. But it seems you disagree, or the Prime Minister appeared to disagree. Why?
The Prime Minister is the one who proposed for an early election. The people who are against early election are the Deputy Prime Minister and his lieutenants within the coalition government. Actually, Dr. Thabane, the Right Honorable the Prime Minister, proposed before SADC that we should bring the date of election forward instead of going to election in 2017. Now, apparently, LCD is not happy with that. So, that being the case, SADC still recommended that we should bring the date of elections forward, we should not hold the elections in 2017. And the Prime Minister is in full agreement of that.
Some people are suggesting that Prime Minister Tom Tabani is the problem at the moment because he suspended Parliament. And mediator suggests that opening Parliament is a big step to resolving the sharp disagreement within the coalition. So his refusal to do that basically perpetuates the tension, perpetuates the disagreement, and perpetuates instability in Lesotho. What do you say to that?
Prorogation or suspension of Parliament is provided for in the constitution of the Kingdom of Lesotho. The Prime Minister did not in any way act illegally when he prorogated Parliament or when he suspended Parliament. That is provided for in the constitution of Lesotho. Secondly, it is within his powers to make sure that he brings stability in government, he brings stability in the whole country. And one of the mechanisms he can use when he realizes that his government is at stake is to prorogate or suspend a parliament. And that is not challengeable in any court of law in this land. So the Prime Minister was exercising his right within the Constitution. And he has that right to defend or to protect his government.
But some people are suggesting that he prorogated Parliament to avoid a vote of no confidence because he knows he will be thrown out.
No. That is not a fact. That is a fallacy. It is a fallacy in the sense that people who are proposing a motion of no confidence in the Prime Minister are running away from their court cases. And when I talk about people, I'm talking about the Deputy Prime Minister and a few ministers that belong to the LCD. They have corruption cases in the court of law. And the Prime Minister has vowed that he will fight corruption. He even mentioned this thing during the United States Africa Leaders Forum, which was held in Washington recently, where he stood up in front of President Barack Obama and he said, "We don't care what happens. I, as the Prime Minister of Lesotho, will fight corruption until the bitter end, regardless of who is subject of corruption, including myself as the Prime Minister." Now, the Prime Minister's fight against corruption has alienated him from his colleagues in the cabinet. And that's why they're saying that the Prime Minister is afraid to reopen Parliament because he faces a vote of no confidence. My brother, a vote of no confidence is provided for in the Constitution of Lesotho. And if the Prime Minister faces a vote of no confidence, he can ask or advise the King to dissolve Parliament immediately and go for a general election. But the Prime Minister is adamant that he's not taking that direction. He wants this government to continue because he wants those people suspected of corruption to have their day in court and prove their innocence in court.